Start your editorial in Northwest London, Friday, 25th of 7, 24th of June, read by Danny Kirsch. Bread. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Kirsch, Yul Nishmas Rabashah Nochum, Ben Rabah Avrohom, Goschuk Zerah Rabrocha, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for your introductory words. It's always an honour and a pleasure to be able to be in the space of Medrash. First thing in the morning to start the day in a unique and special way. In terms of our family, it's my Shver, Mr. Goschuk, Shai Nochem Ben Reb Avrom's first Yahrzeit tomorrow, and it's a big schus for me to be able to say some Divrei Torah Le'ili Nishmosu. Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Bichos Hazon. So when we open our benching, when we start benching, we remind ourselves there's a history in the benching. You know, when it comes to many of our tefillahs, we aren't aware of the fact, and our brochas, there's histories behind these brochas. And the history is incredibly relevant and pertinent to the kavanas that we have to have. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Tikkun Yisrael Bichos Hazon, B'Sha'as, when the mon started falling. He was so taken by the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for Klal Yisrael that he introduced us to a brocha. Birchas Hamozen, the first bracha of Birchas Hamozen. And the Gemara brachas carries on, and the Gemara tells us in Memches, Yeshua tikkunem Birchas Haaretz. And when Yeshua, Pasha Shalach, when Yeshua eventually took Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, 39 years late, but nevertheless, he took them eventually into Eretz Yisrael, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt it was right, a whole new generation, then Yeshua was so taken by Eretz HaKodesh, and the brachas inherit in Eretz HaKodesh, that say, Chazal says the Gemara, Yeshua is tikkun leim b'chaz aretz, kev shenichasol aretz. So when the mon fell, Moshe was tikkun the first bracha, and when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua was mesakin the second bracha of b'chaz hamozen. So today, when you're benching, please have clearly in mind, mon, Eretz HaKodesh, and the journey of Yeshua, of course, relevant at all times, but particularly relevant to this week's Sedra. The problem is that if you go through the first benching of Birchas Hamozen, there's no mention of Mon at all. It's an incredible bracha. Hazan is Olam Kula. He gives food to everybody, everywhere, at all times. The Mon was for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years. Kili Olam Chazlo, Yineisim Lech Mechol Bosa, he gives food to l'chol bosa, gives bread l'chol bosa, ki li'olam chazdoi. But you just told me that it was being masakin because Moshe Rabbeinu saw, experienced the mon in the midbar. Question number two. Is many people have a minhag that when they finish davening, they stay in shul a little bit longer. Interestingly enough, I've been asked many shidduchim questions over the years. One of them I was asked is the boy an Oleinu Jew? So I'm quite sure exactly what it means. But Oleinu means, do they stay to the end? I want a boy for my daughter who hangs around to the end. He's not in a hurry to leave early. But there are people who stay beyond Oleinu as well. They stay a little bit longer. And there are various different tefillahs that people say. And one of them, of course, is very famous. It's, we say, especially people make a tefillah on Parnosa, Bircha Parshas Hamon, and it's based on a Yerushalmi. It's a very old and well-known minhag based on a Yerushalmi that you say Parshas Hamon. Why? Because Parshas Hamon is a great taftocha, skula lepanosa. The problem is, if you go through Parshas Hamon, except for the Hirot Sons, the beginning paragraph, the actual Etzim Parshas Hamon is not talking about panosa. It's talking about the nace that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar for 40 years, the Omer, the amount of mon which is necessary. So it's a simple question, but nevertheless something which is worth investigating. Birchas Hamozen, which is because of the mon, doesn't mention mon, and mon, which is because of panosa, doesn't mention panosa. That's the question I'd like to start with and have a look at it. Now, interesting enough, if you have a look at the Rambam, in the Rambam where he talks about in Hilchos Brochos, the mitzvah of making brochas, he tells us in Sefer Ava, Hilchos Brochos, Seder Birchas Hamozen goes through the brochas, and it tells us exactly as I've told you, who was masakin which brocha. And beyond what I've told you earlier, Shlomo and David were masakin Bnei Yerushalayim, and as we know, the Anshei Kenesis HaGadola were masakin after the death of the reburial of the people after Beitar, the fourth bracha. But the Kesef Mishnah discusses the point that I've just raised with you, and the Kesef Mishnah points out a very interesting thing. Because of a Ramban, he says as follows, the actual form, beginning, middle, of end of each word of the bracha, that is actually not min ha-Torah. Rather, what happened was, is Moshe was masaking that we will make a bracha, thanking our Kodesh Baruch Hu for the sustenance, and he goes on to tell us that the Nevi'im were actually masaking the actual Nusach HaBrocha. He goes on to describe in a little bit more detail how the different brochas, if I can put it politely, evolved. But one way or another, it's very clear from what the Ramban is telling us on the Ramban, or the Kesef Mishnah is bringing, that the idea of Birchas HaMazon, the concepts were fixed by the people who we mentioned that they fixed it. However, exactly the wordings is a different understanding as well. And therefore, Chazal described what exactly are the messages inherent in each one of the brochas. And as was pointed out, of course, that the message of the first brocha is that as a result of the nace of the mon, which lasted for 40 years for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and fed day in, day out, millions and millions of people, which, by the way, the Kuzari discusses about the Nisim and Niflois that took place in the Midbar, and points out that this perhaps is the greatest nace of all. It wasn't a one-day spitting of the sea. It wasn't even the extraordinary miracle of the Mak, but it was a day-in, day-out, constant repetition that everybody ate this miracle food. And not only did it feed them, sustain them, but it was so miraculous that they didn't even need to go to the bathroom. And that carried on for 40 years. So as a result of the miracle of the mon, when a person has the opportunity to realize, who nesein lecha v'chol bosof, that just like the Eibishter fed and looked after miraculously, and this is the big word, miraculously, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years, so too when he gives me food, so too when he gives the world food, so forth when he gives to everybody food, says Rav Shimshon Vol Hirsch, amazingly, a person should see it as a greater nace as the nace of the mon itself. Rav Dessa speaks about what we define as a miracle. We define as a miracle something which happens extraordinarily is a miracle, and something which happens ordinarily is teva. So that's completely the wrong way to look at it. The way you should look at it is that a teva is a miracle that happens more often. Teva is a miracle that happens more often. It's just that we are used to it. So every time a person has the brocha of mozon, if a person has the brocha of panosa, it all reminds us about the incredible, miraculous events which took place in the 40 years in the Midbar. And some explain, that's Peshat in the Gemara, Koshem Bezonosav Shal Odom Kekriyas Yamsav, that's the Gemara in Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim. And the Gemara says that it's as difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide food for man as it is to do Kriyas Yamsav. So some explain that the idea is Kriyas Yamsav was Zekeli V'Yamveyu, Gilo Shechina, incredible moment here. We saw Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, in unbelievable world. Some explain, what is a caution? It's so difficult about Kodesh Baruch Hu, to give Muslim from person, is that a person should be able to say Zekeli V'Yamveyu when they have their breakfast as well. In other words, every time we eat, every morsel of bread, every time we enjoy the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're so overwhelmed by the food, we're so overwhelmed by the chasodim. Interesting enough, that comes from Halel HaGadol, with the 26 Kilei Elam Chasdos. And some explain, the idea is to see the Yud Kei Vov Kei in each time, in each part of our miraculous life. Hunesin Lechem Chol Boso Kilei Elam Chazdai. And so we begin to see that the physical sustenance of a person is a miracle in its own way. And when we say the first brocha of benching, we have to realize and appreciate it's the same nace of mon. It's just brocha Hashem. It's happening on a regular basis. So I think benching may take a little bit longer. I'm sorry if I'm affecting your daily routine now. Benching may take a little bit longer. But what a powerful message. What an extraordinary lesson to appreciate the brochas that Kosh Baruch has given in our everyday food. Now, it's fascinating because, of course, we know that as a result of the sin of the Meraglim, in this week's Seder, it says, Vayanoso Esi Zer Eser Parmen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the people, they caused troubles. They complained. They didn't have a good word to say. In what different way? Whoever it was who complained, however they complained, they claimed 10 times. And the last one, which is brought in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, is, of course, Chazal bring, of course, in reference to the complaint of the Meraglim. What's interesting, by the way, if you look through the list of all of these different times where we tried Kaviyoch, we tried HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see many of them fall in Parshas B'Shalach, which is probably the greatest Gilui Shechina that Klal Yisrael ever experienced, to which Rav Elia Lopin points out. So people say if they see miracles, then they won't complain. Yet in Parshas B'Shalach, they're complaining about the mon, they're complaining about the mayim, they're complaining that the mitzvim are running after us. Gilui Shechina, and people still have a reason to complain. But be that as it may, these are the 10 examples, these are the 10 which are... And it's fascinating to note that amongst those 10 examples which are brought of our complaints are with regards to the mon. Or we tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regards to the mon. Or we couldn't complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the mon. Amazing, this miracle food, and these are the examples which are brought. And of course, Rashi brings it in this week's Sedra, the example of these nisim. So you can understand and see that not only is that every morsel of food that we eat is a nes, and a miracle in itself, but ironically, it's often within the miracle of Parnosa that we give our greatest complaints to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without stopping and realizing the simple miracles that take place in our everyday life. Chazal famously say, Kol ha'omer tehillel David, everybody says tehillel David, everybody says Ashri, b'chol yom, sholosh pa'omim, muftach loishu ben olam haba. Person says Ashri, three times a day, then muftach loishu ben olam haba. So quite a nice thing to do. Come to shul, say Ashri leisurely, and I've got a ticket to eternity. Unfortunately, point out, unfortunately, it's not that simple. It's not that simple at all. What's fascinating, of course, is that there's a pasuk within Ashrei which halachically creates a very interesting problem. Pesach es yodecha umaspir l'chol chayrotzan, which you'll see in all good sidurim, it will underline and say, say with kavona, kiss your tefillin, the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin of machshova, and the tefillin of maisa, kiss the tefillin at that time, Pesach es yodecha. And it's a very interesting concept which is mentioned, which is, what happens if a person doesn't have kavona by this posse? So, brought in halacha, you have to repeat, you have to say again. Right? In fact, it's a discussion also, there are very few times in our daily davening you have to repeat it. By kavona shmoneh, say the first brach of davening. Really, if we don't have kavona, should we repeat it? It's only Chazal say, halavai, we would have kavona when we think we have kavona. Be very careful to repeat it with hope you'll have kavona. But it's brought down, Pesach es yodecha is a zah choshev asagula. You have to repeat or say, go back. So see, look up in the halacha, to, in order to correct the fact you didn't have kavona. And your muftach, Shuben Oilam Haba. Now that's a fantastic idea. The Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayikra, and I'll just show you in Sefer Vayikra Parshas Sav, Perek Zion, Pasuk 37. It's worth looking at this Rabbeinu Bachai because he also talks about the minag in Klal Yisrael to say Ezim Kamam. So if you want to go a little bit deeper in some of your early morning korbanos, but he then also references this concept of saying Pesach es yodecha maspir l'chol charetzon, a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides food for us on every day and provides everything that we need on an everyday basis. And I'm going to, if I can, take his words and try and explain a little bit. He says like this, if a person contemplates the meaning of the words of Ashrei, specifically Pesach es yodecha, and all that's hinted, all the subtleties, all the ramozim which are in there, then he says that will bring him, just reading, understanding, translating the meaning of Ashrei, will bring him to have a purer mind and strengthen his emunah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result of that, he'll become a better Eved Hashem. In other words, contemplation, meditation, consideration of the words of Ashrei, and that whole Kapitel Tehillim plus, and as a result of having a clearer mind, a stronger emunah, and greater avodah, you'll serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a better way, you'll earn your place in the world to come. In other words, it's not natural. It's not a miraculous thing. It means a lot of hard work. It needs kavona, and kavona, which will eventually bring to emunah betochan and avodah, actual practical lifestyle, not just saying it. Now, I'm sure many of you look at that posuk Pesachas Yudecha. The Arizal has many, many tifa ramozim on that idea. For example, I'll just give you just a quick one. Pesachas Yudecha starts with a pei and the first letter aleph of S, and the first letter of Yudecha, yud. So pei, aleph, yud. He says, do the mathematics, it works out to be
91,
which is Shem Yud Kei Vov Kei and Shem Adnas. Together, he goes on. There's many, many different things. I saw in a sefer called Od Yosef Chai, he points out that even though in the Kapitel Tehillim, which is bought of Ashrei, as if to say, there's actually 21 Pesukim, if you see the way it's written in the Siddurim, we have an additional Pesuk at the end, two additional Pesukim at the end, it makes 24. He points out that you say this three times, you say it three times every day, that makes 24 times 3 is 72. He says Gematria Chesed. You say Ashrei Bakavona, Muftach Hulu Leilam Habo, and he'll get a tremendous Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if he says it Bakavona, then that's what's it's going to happen. Now it's interesting that, of course, the Gemara points out that when is it that we bench? We bench when we have bread. You have bread, that's the time a person has to bench. And it's very interesting because you go through this week's Sedra many of the time, Ki Lachmenahu. They're going to be bread to us, we're going to be bread to them. It's a very interesting aspect. You look at the connection of bread in terms of the Meraglim. But in the time that's available, I want to touch upon a very interesting concept. And that is immediately after the sin of the Meraglim, we have a number of mitzvahs. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if to say, had forgiven Klal Yisrael on some level, as if to say, then we get a number of mitzvahs. And the Mefarshim speak in great detail what the relevance, what the pertinence of each one of those mitzvahs are, and how they're relevant to us in our everyday life. Because don't forget that when you eat the Lechem Haaretz, there's level upon level upon level, which is going on over here. This is the Lechem of Eretz Yisrael. Dabar b'nei Yisrael, v'amatelhem b'varachem el haaretz ha'shani mevi eschem shoma. So Rashi points out that there are a number of mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael which may not be done straight away. For example, you have to have Kibush HaOretz, you have to first take the whole of Eretz Yisrael. When you've had the whole of Eretz Yisrael, then some of the mitzvahs take place. B'varachim ala Oretz, Mashona b'yazu mikol b'yaz shabbatara. But when they come into Eretz Yisrael, in terms of the mitzvah of Lechem, the mitzvah of Challah, which is mentioned in this week's Sedra, that's something which has to done, shabbatara, that has to be done immediately. Because usually it says Loshon Kisovai. But now, and that includes Kivush Haaretz v'cholo v'cholo. But Dafka, when it says Chala, it says Vayu Ba'achachem Elechem Haaretz, immediately. Literally, you walk into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing you have to do after you make your dough, the flour and the water, you put it immediately, you immediately have to make yourself Lechem. And the question is, why is this different? Manish Tana Lechem Hazeh, Mikol Ha, other mitzvahs which is there. Many answers which are given. Many answers are given. But one of them is explained because lechem, of course, is the basic commodity which everybody has to eat. And therefore, as soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah, as if to say, on your basics. But there's another idea, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do nisim for Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, similar to the nisim that he did to the Klal Yisrael when they're in the Midbar. The only thing is, some is going to happen every day, in a miraculous ofrim, which is incredible, and some will happen rarely, but the concept is still HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all situations. And that's really what the Yeshua and Kolev were answering the Meraglim when they said, we can't go up. Yeshua and Kolev said, of course we can. It's just you have to put on different glasses. There's the glasses of the Midbar, well, there'll be miracles in one sort of ofen, and there'll be miracles in Eretz Yisrael, which are a different sort of ofen. You'll have to work Eretz Yisrael, you have to build Eretz Yisrael, you have to plant, you have to, all of those things. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you In Parshas Mon, he'll give you Parnosa. How do I know he'll give you Parnosa? He'll give you Parnosa because he said he did it for 40 years in the wilderness. And what does Aaron HaKohen do? Sifo is, Kach Sinsneris Mon, take a Sinsneris Mon, and later in Jewish history, when people say, how are we going to make Parnosa? Take out the Mon and say, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for you 40 years in the wilderness, we'll do it for you every day, which is probably the reason why, for your Parnosa, you learn and read and say Bakavona, Parshas Mon every day, because that's the established principle of the total miraculous nature of what food is. And some explain, the Chinuch points out, he doesn't answer my question with this, but I think he answers the question with what he says, you'll see what I mean. The Chinuch points out, it's a very unusual mitzvah in Truma, because usually when you separate something, you got apples, you separate the apples. You make an apple puree out of it, you make an apple compote out of it, you've already separated the apples at the very beginning. So the Chinuch points out, very fascinating, here there's a mitzvah to separate it well into the manufacturing process. You've sifted, you've prepared, you've got the flour, you've done everything, you've added the water, you've added the yeast, and then it's sitting there, and a Kohen comes along, and the Balabos says, here, can I give you some challah? You don't say, can I give you kemach? That's a separate din, we'll see in a minute, b'mitzvah Hashem. You say to him, can I give you the challah? Can I give you the dough? Says the Chinuch, why? Because we want to make life as easy as possible for those people who have dedicated their lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechem is the essential ingredient of life. You can't live without eating bread. It's an essential part of your life.
Why are you when it's baked?
No, he's.
Well, I should give it to
you. You can give it when it's baked, but he'll do it because he wants to make it as fresh as possible. Literally, the way the Chinuch and the Mefarshim on the Chinuch pointer is, you give it to him as dough. You don't know if he'll be home at 5 or 8 or 10. Whenever he comes home, sticks it in the oven, takes it out, and he's got his fresher than fresh bread. Amazing thought. Because you want to show those who are Mesharshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those who are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beacons to the world, they do it as quickly as they possibly can. Incredible. And make life as easy for them. As easy, because that's the lesson of the Mon, and that's the lesson of the second bracha of benching, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you into Eretz Yisrael, and he's also going to make it easy for you. It's just a sort, different sort of easiness. There's a change which is going on in our life, a change in the reality, but it's still the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't change in any which way. And on this point, I just want to share with you a couple of very interesting nekudas. Says the Oznaim Torah, he says, I don't understand. In the secular world, one of the only things that they don't tax is bread. In fact, they subsidize bread. Make it easy for everybody to enjoy bread. He says, in that case, how come it is that bread is the exception of the rule when it comes to Yiddishkeit, that not we tax it twice? Tax it. You have to give trumas and maestras when it's a kemach, when it's a flour, when it's chitim, when it's at its earliest stage. So I've paid my tax, very good. I gave 2% to the Kohen, 10% to the Levi, my Sesheni, my Soni. I'm a good man, I've paid my tax. Thank you very much indeed. And then, all you do is you add a bit of water and yeast and nochem, all the tax. You have to give another tax. Pillar ploy, and this is really unfair. VAT times two, right? I thought if it was gold, I'd have melted it out. Anyway, it's VAT times two. I'm forced to pay nochem. And he said it's so counterintuitive because bread is the most important food, yet we have to tax it twice. Everybody else subsidizes it. Says Oznaim HaTorah, says, no, you don't understand it. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to teach you? You're a different nation. You're different people in this world. If you had some financial difficulties, you go along to your financial advisor, and he says to you, let me see your accounts. And he says, you're giving away a lot of money every day, every week, every month in Stocker. He says, I've got a great way to save you money. Stop giving away all of that money and you'll have so much left over. And you have to say, no, you don't understand. Aser bishvil shetisasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes havtocha. If you give that which you have, then you're going to become rich. Or the way Oznaim HaTorah puts it is, what gives brocha on your money? What gives brocha on the remaining 80% after you've given your trumas and maises and maises sheni, maises, after you've done it, what gives brocha to the 80% that's left is the fact you gave the 20% away. Right? Hard for the rest of the world to appreciate it, that's our biggest brocha. He says, what ensures the multiplication of the food you have is that you give away your trumas and maises, and that makes the brocha on the 80%. Listen to this Goinus. He says like this. He says, lechem is so important for our everyday life. Lechem is so much part of our essence. Nobody lives without lechem. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a great bracha. He says, give two taxes, because you give two taxes, then that which is left is going to be multiplied even more and more, because it's so essential to our life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have bracha ad bli dai. So he says, you better take an extra tax to ensure that the thing you have left over multiplies and multiplies. What an incredible insight. I just want to finish, seconds available. There's an amazing Beit Yosef, you have a chance to have a look at it. And Beit Yosef points out that mon has to be given, it was given every day in an oimer. And we know that the korban, which gives you permission to eat the new crop, is an oimer, the barley that we bring. And if you see in Sefer Yoshua, the first thing that Klal Yisrael did when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they had the bris milas and they prepared for the korban Pesach, is they bought the new korban. Says the Beit Yosef, what was the new korban? That was the omer. And the way that he points it is, it's the omer of the new korban, which it gives you permission to eat chodosh, the new crop, gives you permission to eat Eretz Yisrael, which is swapped for the omer that you had from mon throughout the sojourn in the midbar. One of the lessons to teach you is, because there's no difference. You're taking one omer of incredible, extraordinary miracle, and you're going to swap it for another omer. But only when you realize that, hakol b'dei shemayim, who knows the lechem chol basar ki lehem chasdoi, only then you can enter Eretz Yisrael and continue the brachas of benching and enjoy the blessings of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Dallas. So thank you.
What was 24?
24 plus 21. Plus Ashrei in France.